This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. This is a live show. I don't know. It is taped before a live audience, anyway. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper. How you doing, J.J.?
I'm doing great, but that sounded like it had disclaimer written all over it.
Don't you remember those shows from the 70s? It's taped before a live.
Taped before a live audience. Taped or filmed before a live audience.
As opposed to?
The laugh track.
As opposed to being down at the funeral home and doing your show there.
Taped before is almost dead audience. You know, or something. It just sounded like, I don't know. As opposed to a laugh track.
Yeah, right? laugh tracks.
Since we're there, how many times early listening to radio did you hear people say on the radio, if you can hear me now, and they'd go on to say excuse me, if they're not listening to the radio,
for everyone within the sound of my voice, listen up. The rest of you, you can ignore me.
If you're here in class today, raise your hand.
That's right. The sad thing about it, half my class didn't raise her hand. They didn't even hear the teacher.
I was back in the 70s, though.
I was in a special class. All right, so today is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And it's also called
Learning University.
Because we teach, we grow you, we make you, as Ed says,
more smarter, more betterer.
Just make you, we almost make you a complete person by the time you're through with this here show. Almost.
Another disclaimer, folks. Yes.
We're never really all complete, are we? As we go through life, that's
very deep. There's always something missing.
That's why I'm here, I'm like Jack Handy. All right. So the way we play this game of life is we give you three questions each, and then we ask you to call in and answer one of them, and we prefer that you do this both.
Right.
Both ask and answer.
You don't have to, but we like it. We like to be. We want to be challenged too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we want to be challenged.
As we said before, bring it.
Bring it. Well, I'm going to defer to Professor Ed here to give his three questions.
All right.
Then Professor JJ will give his three. I'll give mine, and then we'll be underway. Shall I give the phone number?
The phone number would be great.
I shall.
Shall ye?
I think I shall.
Ye shall.
Is this phone number? You know, the phone number doesn't change at all, but
we change.
We change.
So
we lose brain cells every week from week to week, so we have to be reminded what the phone number is. Here's the phone number if you want to call and talk to Vladimir Putin. It's 888. He's standing by right now.
Find out where those emails are.
For those of you who can hear us speaking right now.
If you're within the sound of our voice in Russia. All right, here's a phone number to reach us here on this program and be on the air. 888-589-8840.
Could you give that number again?
I will, Ed. I'll do it gladly. 888-589-8840. That's the number to call to be on the air with us. Ask a question and or answer one of our questions here on Trivia Friday. Ed, go ahead. What you got over there?
All right. Here are my three questions. Under the U.S. Constitution, what city was the nation's first capital city? Okay, so this is not talking about the Continental Congress or the Articles of Confederation. Under the U.S. Constitution, what city was the nation's first capital city? It's a multiple choice. I'll give you four options. Was it Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, or Washington, D.C.? So which one of those was the nation's first capital city? I have two true or false questions in honor of J.J. Jasper. First, according to recent news reports, thieves in Chicago have been stealing used cooking oil from restaurants.
No, they haven't.
Is that true?
Oh, is it true or
false?
So what's the question before us?
According to recent news reports, thieves in Chicago have been stealing used cooking oil from restaurants.
That's about as low as you can go.
Well,
I mean, it's close.
If it's true, it's low.
Yes, it's low. If it's true, it's true.
Here's my third question, second true-false question. Technically speaking, a banana tree is not really a tree, but an herb. Is that true or false?
Is a banana tree a tree or an herb?
Yes.
Even though it's called a banana tree.
That's right.
It may be falsely called.
Falsely or maybe truly.
For all those years. We've been calling.
You look out your back window.
You got a banana tree out there?
And you say to your wife, is it a tree or an herb?
I tell you what. You have to admit, though, whether it's a tree or an herb, the contribution of the banana to the,
to the population.
Yeah, well, to the population, but to banana pudding is what I'm trying to say, is without peril, peer.
Almost 100% potassium.
Yeah.
So healthy and yummy, all in the same dish.
Yes.
Healthy and yummy, all in the same dish. You sound like you need to work for some advertising company.
Healthy and yummy, folks.
All in the same dish.
Banana pudding.
What you got over there, JJ?
Here are my three. Starting out, green stamps were given with purchases years ago to collect and be redeemed. What were the initials of the popular green stamps?
I remember this.
Second question, music from yesteryear. Who left his heart in San Francisco? Who left his heart in San Francisco? And then I've got a true or false. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will attempt to save an endangered ferret species in Montana by using a drone that will shoot M&Ms loaded with vaccines. Is that true or false? Let me read
this
again.
That's where Hillary Clinton got that last night. She plagiarized that.
Let me give you
that was one of her things she wanted to accomplish in her first term.
Let me give you an opportunity of where your tax dollars are going. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will attempt to save an endangered ferret species in Montana by using a drone that will shoot M&Ms loaded with vaccines. Is that true or false? You can't make stuff like that up. Or
can you?
Wow. Shooting M&Ms at ferrets?
Ferrets. Loaded with vaccines.
That is a waste of M&Ms.
That sounds like the good makings of a reality show, though, right there.
If it's successful, they're going to start flying drones over daycares and start shooting M&Ms loaded with vitamins for them little ankle biters, curtain climbers, and rugrats.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I wonder if you shot a peanut M&M at somebody, that hurt them.
I think it could, potentially.
Right.
We might want to use that, in the overseas.
Fighting ISIS.
Here are my three questions. I delved into the world of science for these.
Wow.
It's just
not easy to delve sometimes.
No, it's not easy. Here are my three questions. The Earth, we're all familiar with that?
Yes.
Can I continue?
I'm following you so far.
Okay, the Earth, you tracking?
I am, I'm tracking. Okay.
The Earth is composed of a core, a mantle, and a what? The Earth is composed, not Earth, Wind, and Fire. Not Philip Bailey and do they have a drummer and a, no, I'm talking about the real Earth here.
Right.
Okay. The real Earth is composed of a core, remember back to your science class,
right.
A mantle, and a what? That's my first question. Number two, plants that don't make seeds reproduce by forming what? Plants that don't make seeds reproduce. How do they reproduce? By forming what?
Unions. A colored candy shell.
No, they form
M&Ms.
A union.
Yeah.
It's a union. And that's how they get
union
started.
Steward and a union president, and then you just go all out.
Right. Plants.
Melt in your hand, not in your mouth.
Plants that don't make seeds reproduce by forming what? And finally, how much of your body weight is water? Is it a quarter, a half, or two-thirds?
Oh, there we go with all those excuses. Mm-hmm. It's not enough that they say we're big bone. You got to say it's water weight. Look, I'm not off my diet. It's just water weight.
Hey, all I know is when I lose a few pounds and I tell somebody that it's probably water weight. But when you gain a few pounds, right, they don't say it's just water weight. Don't worry about it.
Duly noted.
And, and am I the only person who's heard that thing is about somebody, you know, being overweight? No, no, no. She's just big bone.
She's a big bone woman.
The wonderful personality.
We need to move on.
Well, we need to double date. Come on.
All right, so let's get started here, Ed. Where do we go first for our Q&A?
Well, I do want to make mention that one of these nine questions, Tim, is our mystery question. And if someone calls and answers it and gets it correct, they will hear this sound. JJ, what does that beloved cowbell signify?
If you answer correctly, and that's the optimum word there, if you answer correctly, you're going to win a CD of Hilarious Highlights of Learning University, Volume 2.
When will 3 be?
It's going to be ready by the fall.
Is it?
Yeah, in time for Share-a-thon.
All right.
You never know. It might be a Share-a-thon premium.
All right.
All right, well, here we go. We go to the phone lines. We're going to go to Texas, and the IRS is on the line. Oh, Iris. All right, I'm sorry. Iris, I'm sorry.
I'm not the IRS. I won't comment any further on that. But I love you guys, and I want to tell you that I came and visited you on May on my motorcycle. I told you I would, and I did. And I love your ministry, and my husband and I got to pray for y'all.
Well.
And got to meet your wonderful dad, Brother Don, and prayed with him. And
I remember, where was that? That was...
One of my heroes in the faith got to meet him, and it was a wonderful experience, and I think everybody should come and visit and pray for y'all.
Well, bless you.
I just want to tell you how special that was to me.
Well, bless you, Iris. We thank you very much for those kind words. You came by earlier. When was this? You came by the office.
In the springtime?
Yeah, we came in May, and you were actually on the radio, and so I watched you for a second, but wouldn't disturb you. But your sister-in-law couldn't have been any more inviting. We
took
a trip on a 4,300-mile motorcycle trip to celebrate my husband's retirement, and we came specifically through Tupelo just to do that because we love you all, and I wanted to put faces, real faces, with the names of the people that I prayed for.
Wow.
We're honored, and that's very kind of you, Iris. We
and humbling.
And sorry for the disappointment once you were able to put faces with the voices.
It was wonderful as a tour guide. I think I stayed probably longer than most, but it was so worth a special trip for you. And I love your ministry, and I continue to pray for it and brag about you wherever my husband and I travel.
Thank you,
Iris. And that's my question for you is, which way do you want to do this? I know the routine.
Okay, well, go ahead. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about San Francisco. Tony Bennett saying, I left my heart.
Here's the question, Iris.
Tony Bennett saying it.
Iris, here's the question. Who left his heart in San Francisco?
And it was I.
I
left my heart.
But she's right. She's got
right.
The, she
well,
got
what's the
answer? She got the singer right, too.
Who's the singer?
Tony Bennett. She said it twice.
The singer was Tony Bennett.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's the
right off the bat. That's the mystery question.
Way to get us started, Iris.
That's Tony Bennett made that song popular back in the whenever 60s or whenever it was. Tony, he's still alive, I think.
Still an amazing singer.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Iris. You just won a CD of Learning University. It's Hilarious Highlights, Bloopers and Outtakes, and Fun Moments. So stay on the line so they can get
Volume
your address.
Two.
And we'll send that to you.
What do you got for us? Fire away, Iris.
This is another travel question because we're headed on another trip shortly.
Okay.
And that is, what state are the Porcupine Mountains located?
What state are the
Porcupine Mountains
located? Wow, I don't know if I've ever
I've never heard of the
I've lived Porcupine. Here in America 53 years. I've never
Porcupine
heard of the Porcupine Mountains.
JJ,
you ever heard
stumped.
Of them?
I'm just gonna guess Kentucky.
Nope, they are in Michigan. They're in the Upper Peninsula.
Michigan.
They border Lake Superior, and when my husband and I travel shortly, we will be able to be up there, and we haven't been up there since our honeymoon. We're transplants to Texas from Michigan many years ago.
Is that near
a beautiful bike?
Is that near Maccabee Island?
It's not very far down. It's on the southern coast of Lake Superior.
Yeah.
But it's near Copper Harbor. If you look at Copper Harbor near the, it is along that chain, right along Lake Superior.
Well, you have a great Iris, have a great trip back home there. To
stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold so that they can get your information and send that CD out to you. Okay, Iris?
God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. We treasure you. Out here in Texas.
Wow. Bless your heart.
That is so nice. That's made my day. She thinks so highly of us.
Right.
And that's even after meeting us.
Now we're going to get somebody who calls us losers. You know, just bring us back down.
Yeah. That'll be my wife calling you. All right, we go to Tupelo here in our city of our flagship station, Tupelo, Mississippi. Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I'm actually not from Tupelo, but I'm in Tupelo today.
Oh, okay. Right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Jim?
I want to do both, please.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The one about the trading stamps.
Yes, sir, Jim. Green stamps were given.
My mother got top value stamps.
Sir?
I said my mother always collected top value stamps, but I'm going to try the green stamp.
Well, here's the question. Green stamps were given with purchases years ago to collect and be redeemed. What were the initials of the popular green stamps?
S&H.
Yes, sir.
I remember those.
My mom
would have those little booklets. She'd stick those in there, and then you get a certain number of booklets and, you know, filled up, and you could trade it in for stuff, toaster.
A lot of gas stations had those. Here's a little backstory. S&H green stamps were trading stamps popular in the United States from the 1930s until the late 1980s. They were distributed as part of a rewards program operated by the Sperry and Hutchison Company, hence the S&H green stamps. And then a quick little story. During the very first episode, or the very first season of Brady Bunch, the kids had a contest to determine which product they were going to purchase with their green stamps.
Huh.
And that was during the very first season.
Got to love those kids. Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Hey, great job there, Jim. You got a question for us?
I do.
Well, go ahead.
What is the only book about a 19th century Mississippi bear hunter that cites to both the Westminster Shorter Catechism and Ott's Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma?
Say that again.
I said, what is the only book about a 19th century Mississippi bear hunter that cites to both the Westminster Shorter Catechism and Ott's Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma?
This is Jim McCafferty, isn't it? Hey, Jim, go ahead. I've read your book. My wife's read your book. It is excellent. Give a plug for it.
It's Jim's book?
Jim's book. He wrote it. Hardcover and everything. Give a plug for it, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you, here's my plug. I'm in Tupelo today signing them at Gumtree Books during the noon hour.
Good for you. What's the name of the book, Jim?
And you can read about it at canebreaks.com.
Canebreaks.com.
What's the name of the book?
The Bear Hunter, The Life and Times of Robert Eager Bobo and the Canebreaks of the Old South. And it is family friendly, isn't it?
It is family friendly. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing what these bear hunters, especially the one that you're focused on there, I mean, these are men. These guys are a man's man. I mean, these guys go into the cane breaks hunting bear. If I'm going to hunt a bear, which I probably wouldn't, I want that thing to be 400 yards away. I want to have a clear shot. These guys were amazing. Excellent history for those who like specialized topics.
Good.
Great job, Jim.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to AFR. I wish you the best on that book signing.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, a little side road here. I think it was Teddy Roosevelt who was going to go bear hunting. This is just from memory. Came to Mississippi, and they said, you know, this is the president. We want to make this easy for him. So they tied a little cub bear to a tree. And then when he came up on it, you know, that's an easy shot. And because it was a little bear, he decided not to. and they came up with the teddy bear, the popular toy all over the nation around the world, and that came from that incident.
Are you serious?
Yeah, teddy bear.
Is that
teddy
true?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Is that true?
Yeah, somebody else can fill in the blanks. That's just a loose.
This book can fill in the blanks.
Oh, is it talking about Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, this is an excellent book, and if you like the kind of specialized. The Bear Hunter.
The Bear Hunter.
The life and times of, was it Jim Bobo? I think, yeah. I forget. I'm getting maybe getting him mixed up with James McCafferty, but he's a good friend of the ministry, yeah. Jamie McCafferty.
And I'll tell you, them boys that goes bear hunting with only a switch, that's who you want in your corner if a fight breaks out.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Let's repeat our questions quickly.
All right.
Quickly.
Under the U.S. Constitution, what city was the nation's first capital city? And it's multiple choice. Here are your choices. Boston, okay. New York City, Philadelphia, or Washington, D.C.? Mm-hmm. Two true-false questions. According to recent news reports, thieves in Chicago have been stealing used cooking oil from restaurants.
Unbelievable.
Is that true or false? And my third question, technically speaking, a banana tree is not really a tree, but an herb. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Started off true or false. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will attempt to save an endangered ferret species in Montana by using a drone that will shoot M&Ms loaded with vaccines. Is that true or false?
You know, I've got the patent on that thing.
So the M&M shooter?
You just took the bullets out and loaded it with M&Ms?
I was mowing the yard one day, and that idea came to me, and then I said, you know, I hired a lawyer, you know, got a patent on it, paid a couple $100. We'll see if it works out or not.
Every story reminds me of another story. You're talking about mowing the yard. This morning I went through that little history of things that happened on this day in history, and a fellow who's made 7 expeditions to Antarctica on this day in history, cut 3 toes off mowing his lawn. And he said, the thing about it stopped him from going to number 8 trip to Antarctica. And he said, it's more embarrassing than it is painful. And you think all those trips, you don't get frostbite, and you're out there doing the routine and have something happen.
Yeah. 3 toes, wow.
There's a sermon there.
Hey, here's my second question. I'm going to add one. In the 1950s, where were the automobile headlight dimmer switches located on a car?
I remember.
And then third question, add another new one. What are the only 2 months that don't have a big holiday? We got 12 months. What are the only 2 months that don't have a big holiday?
All right, here are my 3 questions. The earth is composed of a core, a mantle, and a what? Remember back to your science class in high school. Elementary school. The earth is composed of a core, a mantle, and a what? Number 2. Plants that don't make seeds reproduce by forming what? Plants that don't make seeds reproduce by forming what? And number 3, how much of your body weight is water? A quarter, a half, or 2/3 of your body weight is actually water? All right, we're going to take a short break right here. When we get back, we're going to answer all these questions. You know, we're going to do this by the end of the next hour anyway.
Yes.
So if you want to grow, mature, get better.
Expand your horizons,
reach for the stars, give 110%.
Eat some M&Ms.
If your backs are to the wall, then you join us here back here in about 3 minutes.
Next time on Today's Issues, it's Miracle Monday.
I'm talking about something that can only be explained by the supernatural hand of God.
A few months ago, we had a lady put on our prayer chain with stage 4 cancer throughout her whole abdomen. And when she went back in 3 months for her recheck, there was absolutely no sign of cancer.
Wow. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR and online at afr.net.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at afa.net.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next. The radio dispatch echoed across the nation this morning, "Officers down," this time in San Diego. One police officer's dead, another wounded, gunned down during a traffic stop. Details are scarce, but I can tell you that a wife lost her husband. Two children lost their father. Just hours before, at the Democratic National Convention, a moment of silence for fallen police officers was disrupted. Protesters shouted, "Black Lives Matter." It was disrespectful and disgraceful. Since the first of the year, 67 law enforcement officers have been killed in the line of duty, an 8% increase over last year. It's open season on police officers in America. Don't their lives matter too? But the mainstream media and the professional race agitators have embraced a false narrative, a narrative advanced last night at the Democratic National Convention, that not everybody's life matters. I'm Todd Stearns.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile. Dear little buttercup, won't you stay a while? Come with me where moonbeams paint the sky, and you and I might linger in the sweet by and by. Dear little buttercup,
there you go.
I love music featuring Tiny Tim.
That was the classic award-winning song from the musical Three Amigos.
We mentioned that earlier in the week on today's issues, and Brent Creeley, actually, one of our producers, dredged it up.
That actually, for those who don't understand any need context here.
Yeah,
somehow this week the movie Three Amigos came up.
We said it was something about the word plethora.
Plethora.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And you know how some movies have different scenes or lines in them that are just almost have a life of their own?
Right.
That, if you watch that movie, that song right there, that's Martin Short.
Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Chevy Chase.
And as best I remember, I've watched that movie many times. I think that's a clean movie altogether. I don't even think there are any bad words in there at all. So I'm just saying, if you want to check that out as a funny movie to watch with the family, the best I can remember.
There was one off color comment when Jefe and El Guapo were talking.
Okay,
in the plethora scene, actually.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. But
anyway, that's a funny scene right there when they, because they go into this bar.
It's a saloon in the Old West,
and they're movie actors, and they're going to the Old West, and they're in Mexico.
Yes,
they're in Mexico, and right. All these hardened Mexican gunmen are sitting around drinking tequila or whatever, and they walk in, and everybody's scared of them, I think,
one guy comes in before that and says, "My friends are coming, and they're very dangerous."
Oh, that's right.
He's
that's
talking
right.
about these that's two right. other German guys that are gunrunners.
Yeah, yeah.
But they think it's the Three Amigos.
So these Three Amigos walk in, and everybody's always scared of them, and then they start singing that song. that's the humor of it. You got to watch it to appreciate it. But it's a very funny scene. All right, so we early in the week we talked about that. It
yeah.
came to mind, and we said, "Hey, well, we play that song for our comeback out of the break music." Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. It's Learning University Learning University is on the air. We're trying to contribute what we can to the human race. And this is our part, an hour and a half a week.
Either that or proving that the human race is doomed, one or the other.
And, folks, if you don't want to learn, then you can just find another channel. If you just want to sit on the couch and consume an entire bag of potato chips
or M&Ms
in one setting, and you don't want to grow and expand.
I tell you what, if you don't want to help yourself, we can't help you.
You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him put on his bathing suit. I mean, that's right there in some translation of the Bible.
And if you're sitting there eating up M&Ms, which are needed, folks, by the government for ferret protection.
Maybe not. Right.
Maybe not if it's false.
I want my money for my patent, too. So, anyway. Who we got next?
All right. Topeka, Kansas. Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can, Chris. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Chris, you there?
To y'all. I am here. Can you hear me? I'm here. Hello.
Okay. No, you're not. Are you really there, Chris?
I'm here. No.
No.
You're not listening through the radio, are you?
I'm not listening through the radio.
Okay. All right. It seems like a little bit of a delay.
Go ahead, Chris. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I'll do the true or false about the cooking oil.
All right. Here's the question. According to recent news reports, thieves in Chicago have been stealing used cooking oil from restaurants. Is that true or false?
That is true.
That is absolutely 100% true.
Wow.
Yes.
Way to go.
I'm not clapping for people stealing.
You're clapping for Chris answering. It's cooking oil stolen from dumpsters behind Chicago restaurants and sold. The reason is that the used cooking oil is a valuable commodity used to create biofuels.
Biodiesel fuel.
Yes. So they are stealing it, and not that the restaurant wants it, but... I guess it's theft.
Now your air conditioner's not safe.
Right, because of the copper.
The meth heads, right? Don't they get it off for that reason? And then you got...
Well, just because it's expensive and people sell it. It's
to buy drugs. That's what I've heard.
Oh, well, I guess whatever they want. Yeah. M&Ms.
I think you're right.
You know, used,
they don't buy
used
to,
ferrets.
Steal it to buy school supplies for the kids, Ed. I don't think. I think it's...
Well, you don't know.
Probably, yeah.
When's the last time you had to buy school supplies for kids?
I don't know. That's not the reason I've ever stole any. Motorola.
No, it's cooking oil. Cooking oil. But now, here's the deal. This sounds like I'm just going out here, but this is honest truth. People that take the used cooking oil, there's a little contraption you can put on your engine, and you make homemade diesel using the cooking oil, and it runs and it burns, and you get pretty decent fuel mileage. But everybody says when you're going down the road, it smells like French fries. No, they do. They say it smells exactly. It makes everybody hungry. You go, man, I smell French fries.
Good advertisement.
This guy driving his F-250 Ford with a homemade contraption there, that little upgrade that allows you to use cooking oil for fuel.
Man,
I'm not making that up.
I'd roll the windows down if I'm stuck in traffic.
I was a kid that sprayed for mosquitoes. Now they're doing smells of burgers.
Man, that's...
All right, let's get
roll the windows
question.
Down. Yeah. All right, Chris, you have a question for us?
I do have a question for you.
Go ahead.
The question... Are you still there? Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Hey, here's the question. University of
Chris, can you hear it? Chris, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I can hear you.
Oh, we got you. I got you. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Who is the only coach in the University of Kansas men's basketball program to retire with a losing record?
Kansas,
one of the choice if you need it.
Yeah, go ahead and make multiple choice.
All right. Ted Owens, Dick Hart, Fog Allen, or James Naismith?
Well, it wasn't Fog Allen because the Coliseum there, the Jayhawks play in is named after him. Fog Allen Field.
It's not Naismith either, is it?
It's not Foghorn Lockhorn.
Foghorn Leghorn?
Leghorn.
I say.
You ain't no chicken hawk.
I don't know.
We don't know.
You got us, Chris.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
The inventor of basketball, Dr. James Naismith.
Wow.
Really? He invented basketball and had a losing record as a coach.
Huh.
Wow. Probably, yeah. Did he get fired?
You know, I don't know.
Okay. Don't know the story there.
I've lived here all my life.
Yeah.
I haven't researched
I just can see the meeting and the athletic director says, you know what?
I know you invented this game,
but I'm about to let you go.
Talk about an oxymoron.
Maybe you need to invent another game and see if you were good at that. All right. Thank you, Brother Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Those who can't do, invent.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. And here are our questions. I'll do mine first, Ed, then you, JJ. The Earth is composed of a core, a mantle, and a what? That's my first question. The Earth is composed of a core, a mantle, and a what? Number two, plants that don't make seeds reproduce by forming what? What do? They don't make seeds. How do they reproduce? Number three, how much of your body weight is water? A quarter, a half, or two-thirds?
All right, here are my questions. Under the U.S. Constitution, what city was the nation's first capital city? Was it Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, or Washington, D.C.? Second question. Technically speaking, a banana tree is not really a tree, but an herb. Is that true or false? And I'll add a question. What animal appears on the California state flag?
Good question.
I know that.
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will attempt to save an endangered ferret species in Montana by using a drone that will shoot M&Ms loaded with vaccines. Is that true or false? Second question, in the 1950s, where were the headlight dimmer switches located on an automobile? Third question, what are the only 2 months that don't have a major holiday? You got 12 months. There are two that don't have a big holiday. Name those two.
All right. All right. Shall we continue, gentlemen?
I think so.
We shall. We go to Lower Arkansas. That's what's on my screen. Woody is on the line. Woody, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You want to ask, answer, or do both? Yes.
Do both. I want to do both.
All right. What question do you want to answer?
Let's go with the how much body weight's actual water.
Okay, how much of your body weight is water? A quarter, a half, or two-thirds?
It's three-quarter. Coincidentally, that's the same amount that the Earth's covered in water, and coincidentally, your blood's got the same salinity as salt water.
Okay, well, it's Chris.
Woody.
Or Woody.
Three quarter.
Woody.
Three quarter water.
Okay, that wasn't one of my three options. I had a quarter, a half, and two-thirds. The information I had says two-thirds. Yeah, two-thirds. You got it.
All right.
Three quarters,
nice,
two-thirds.
Woody.
Yeah. Because why? You said, how do you remember that?
Well, it's just science, really.
Yeah. How much of your body weight is water? Would you think that, though? How do you know, water?
That's why they say drink a glass of water. If you're trying to immediately improve your health, drink more glasses of water. Something a lot of us don't do.
Wow.
Well, I do. I try to improve my health every day.
Yeah. How many glasses of water do you drink, Ed?
Oh, I thought we were still talking about M&Ms.
No.
I'm sorry.
Man, hey, Woody, what's your question for us?
Well, it's a biblical question, kind of a two-part question, really.
All right, go ahead.
How many chapters are in the Bible?
How many chapters?
How many chapters are in the Bible?
Man,
wow. That's a good trivia question.
That's an excellent trivia question.
I know there are 66 books,
right,
but I have no clue how many chapters. You better tell us, Woody.
You got us, Woody.
There's 1,100 and 88 chapters in the Bible. And the second part to that question is, where's the very center of the Bible at?
Psalm 119.
Actually, you're pretty close. It's Psalm 118:8 is the very center of the Bible.
Psalm 118:8?
Yes.
Okay.
And, it says, and what that says is, it's better to take refuge in God than to trust man, which
Amen.
To me basically is the whole essence of the Bible.
Amen. Wow. Good word.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Excellent job, Woody. Thank you so much, brother.
All right. God bless you guys, and praise the holy name of Jesus.
Amen. And thanks for calling from L.A., Woody.
Lower Arkansas. All right, we move along. It's Trivia Friday. We go to Loosedale, Mississippi. Natalie is on the line. Natalie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you for taking my call.
Natalie, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Of the one about the first capital city in the United States.
Okay, here's the
That's
question.
That's a good question.
It is. Under the U.S. Constitution, what city was the nation's first capital city? Was it Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, or Washington, D.C.?
I think that would be Philadelphia.
No, that is incorrect. But
wow.
You have
that would have been
it.
My guess, Natalie.
Now, I will say this, Natalie. It was a capital prior to the U.S. Constitution. There were actually 9 cities that have served as capitals, whether it was under the Continental Congress or the Articles of Confederation. But under the U.S. Constitution, Philadelphia has never been a capital city. But you have narrowed it down for the next caller.
And geographically speaking, she was not far away.
Not far away. You have a question for us, Natalie?
You know, Las Vegas was considered, but they didn't want the influence.
You mean this is after gangsters?
They didn't want the influence
of the
gambling industry on our government. So that's why they were disqualified.
It's a good thing. Otherwise, we'd probably be in debt right now.
That's a long road that we would need to go down to talk about, wouldn't it, Ed? We'd probably just need to leave it there. Natalie, what do you got for us?
When Noah was in the ark, what kind of wood did he use to build it, and how many stories were there?
All right, when Noah built the ark, what kind of wood did he use?
It was gopher wood.
Yes.
Gopher wood. Yeah.
He used tar and pitch and gopher wood.
And what was the other?
How many stories?
Yes, sir.
What was it?
I want to say 3 stories, but no, you're not talking about like how many stories like compared to a skyscraper, but it seems like it had 3 levels.
I was going to say 3, but I don't know if
you know,
we're right.
Ken Ham and Answers in Genesis, they just finished their model of the ark up there.
This summer it opened up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere near Cincinnati.
I'd like to see that. I've never been to the Creation Museum. I want to take our family there. One day, soon.
Well, but anyway,
I think we got 3 stories is what we've kind of decided on, Natalie. Are we right or wrong?
It is correct.
3 stories.
3 stories. Right. 3 levels. Noah's Ark. So made out of what kind of wood? Gopher wood. Where do you find that?
Gophers.
Well, it wasn't really so much the type of wood. It's just that Noah kept saying to his sons, Go for some more wood. I don't know. Gopher wood is a type of wood in the Middle East. So,
thanks, Natalie. Have a great weekend.
Little Noah in the Ark humor.
I've never seen any.
Thank you, Natalie.
But I don't live in the Middle East either, so maybe I wouldn't see any.
Shall we continue? Or
is that a hardwood?
I don't know if it's hardwood or softwood since I've never seen it.
Okay, but you know, gopher wood. You never seen it, but you know where it's from.
Well, I'm assuming they didn't have it shipped in, you know.
FedEx didn't deliver.
Hey, nice little pun. Shipped in.
Shipped in. I intended that. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air every Friday from 10:05 till 11:30 Central Time.
Yes.
On American Family Radio. And as you can see, if you've been with us since the top of the hour, how much learning we've done already.
Right.
That we've improved your
scores of people already made more better.
Exactly. They're going to, you know, the IQs The average listener out there has jumped 5 points, I bet, right now.
Yeah, I'll bet that too.
What does IQ mean, JJ?
It is something intelligence quotient.
Quotient.
Intelligence quotient?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
Have no idea. So I took a couple of those ink blot tests, but I don't think I took any of the IQ tests.
They didn't do IQ tests in Kentucky?
Ink blot.
Ink blot.
It looks like a bat. Yeah. I know mine, but I have no idea whether it's good or not.
I don't think I was supposed to ask you that.
That's okay.
That
you
a personal
can, I think
question?
It's okay to ask a woman how old she is and how much she weighs, and you can ask a guy what his
what about,
IQ is.
Don't ask her when she's due.
The last time I made that mistake, I vowed to myself I'd never do that again.
You did that?
Yes.
You asked a woman who was overweight when she's due?
And they weren't.
That's
due.
What I'm saying.
Yes, yes. One of the top most embarrassing moments of my life.
You don't recover from that.
Well,
that
you try.
Particular conversation.
You try, but then you start hearing that adage in your head that was first rule of when you're in a hole,
quit digging.
But you just keep digging and digging.
Now, was this lady a good sport, or did she just rake you over the coals?
She was a good sport, but as much as she was saying, no, don't worry, I need to get this weight off,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. You the red in your face,
yeah, no,
and you, how swollen your head is, and you're saying, I'm sorry, every way you can say I'm sorry.
Yeah, and if you have a doubt, if you see a lady and she's tweener, you know, where she might be a little
just don't
overweight.
Say anything.
Just don't say anything. When in doubt, don't.
That's my new policy.
So you're advocating that Tim, Ed, and JJ, who have hardly any kind of a guard over our mouths, just not say anything.
Right.
That's
our
problem. Our problem, is shoot first and ask questions later.
I think you just move on.
Yeah.
You just move on. All right. So back to the phones.
Yes.
Here we go.
We go to Bogalusa, Louisiana. Carolyn is on the line. Carolyn, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing good. You want to ask, answer? Yes. You want to ask, answer, or do both, okay. Carolyn?
I want to answer a question, but I have a comment, too.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, do you remember after that big storm, our... the 91.7, the radio station I listened to you guys on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, out of Gulf
for 3 weeks.
Out of Gulfport, I think. You're right. Carolyn.
Well, I'll tell you that my silliness grade went down. It dropped, and you guys got to help me with that.
So you didn't have trivia for 3 weeks, and
3 weeks.
Yeah, you started to get sour.
My grade went down.
That's right. You started to get grumpy and grouchy, and your silliness grade goes down.
We got to get that grade back up. That's I'm glad you called today. Yeah. So
that's right. I do.
Yeah, we were off the air there in our Gulfport station, which reaches you in Bogalusa. That was off the air for like 3 weeks.
Big lightning strike, and not only did it affect the antenna on top of the tower, but it ruined the entire coaxial.
Yeah.
So all
bad.
That coaxial had to be replaced.
A lot of work.
Top to bottom.
You know, the sad thing about it, when we go off the air in some of these towns, you know, you can't go on the radio to tell people you're off the air.
Right.
You know? I know. Isn't that sad?
I know. So people.
That's really weird. I called a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're backing up and going. Carolyn, we appreciate you missing us. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to answer.
Okay, which one?
The one about the Earth's mantle and core.
Okay, the Earth is composed of a core, a mantle, and a what?
A crust.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Way to go.
So,
epidermis was not a good guess.
In terms of crust, do you prefer crispy or original?
your silliness, your learning is going to go up right now, Carolyn. And just listening to JJ and Ed over here. The Earth is composed of a core, a mantle, and a what? You know what? I think I read the other day that the core of the Earth is hotter than the sun. I want to say.
Wow.
I don't think so. The core of the Earth is hotter than the sun?
Is it the core? I'll look it up.
I don't think that we would be burned up.
I would think so.
I think it's made of chocolate. It's just like that Tootsie Roll Pop, and you lick that dude and get right down to the core.
Yeah, I can't. Maybe I was, you know, it may have been late, and I was, you know.
You should.
It may have been. I'm 20. I was reading the internet, and they got me off track. You know, you know how you do. You know how you're reading a story on the internet, and over to the side they got, you know, 20 things you want to know about the core of the earth, and you click on it, and 2 hours later you're on number 18.
Yeah.
Reading. I think it's one of those things. Anyway, thanks for calling, Carolyn.
Do you have a question for us, Carolyn?
No, that's no. I just wanted to make that comment.
Right.
Thank you, dear.
You
have a great weekend.
All right, let's see if we squeeze in another call, and I'll look up that whether the Earth is it the Earth's the core is the core, right?
The core is the core. It's the center.
Okay. It's the hottest part of the
yes.
Inner, okay. All right.
All right, the number to call if you want to get on Trivia Friday is 888-589-8840. We're going to try to get one more call in before the break, and we go to North Chesterfield, Virginia, and Rob is on the line. Rob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How
you doing, brother?
How are you guys this morning? Hey, I'm blessed. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Yeah, we've been looking.
I just want to say I love all you guys, man. God bless you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. And you calling from Virginia, are you? We're in Virginia, near Richmond?
Yeah, near Richmond.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Got sir. Well, listen, thank you, brother, for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
All right.
I've got to answer that question about the ferrets.
Here's the question, Rob.
The ferret question.
It's a true or false.
Yeah.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will attempt to save an endangered ferret species in Montana by using a drone that will shoot M&Ms loaded with vaccines. Is that true or false, Rob?
Well, I've heard some outlandish true or false questions, but I've got to go with true.
that is 100% true.
Wow. No, wow. You are lying.
No, it is 100% true.
All right,
folks,
I got it. All right.
There's your tax
I
dollars.
I have lost all faith in our government. All faith.
You had
I was
faith,
hanging
sir?
On by a fingernail.
You know,
we're
it's not,
doomed.
It's not enough that they spend $10,000 each for hammers for the different government contracts, but when you can wonder how creative they can waste our taxpayer money.
Hey, write this grant out. Hey, come over here.
Creative way, right?
I want to know who got the duty of writing that grant application.
Yeah.
You know, to the government.
How bizarre is that? To shoot.
Hey, Bill, what do you want me to put down? What are you going to shoot it with? I don't know. I don't care. Say M&Ms. They never read those things anyway. Watch and see if we don't get that grant.
Well, they tried doing that with rabbits, but the rabbits kept thinking they were W&Ws. So they wouldn't eat them. So that was the.
Hey, Rob, did you have some insight on that, or were you just guessing?
I was just guessing,
yeah.
To be honest.
I think we'll all agree.
The reason why I went with true is because in light of everything our government, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Now, I imagine I have to say anything's possible.
Well, and I think we'll all four agree that park rangers and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service guys and gals do a great job.
Right.
But you hear a story like that and you say, you can't make something this bizarre up,
yeah.
But it's 100% true.
Yeah, I'd rather give the National Park Service folks a raise than do that.
All right, he has a question for
did
us.
You have a question for us, Rob?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Well,
hey, I tell you what, can you wait till after the break?
You got it, no problem.
Okay, all hang right. on. Help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can. We're going to take a break right here for the news as it'll all be good, and then we'll be back in 5 minutes with more Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.